Morning Mayhem at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Stop it, 7:06
on this Tuesday, August 25th. Glad you're with us today. Very honored that you choose to listen to us. We get a lot of people and all of you come up to us and tell us you listen. And man, it's the ultimate compliment.
Your strength and honors.
Yeah, strength and honor. Yeah, very, very honored to have you and blessed. 661-1037. We'll visit with Rick Schaefer in just a second. Someone says there's a way to go back and listen to the Touchdown Club. Yeah, you can go to our the Touchdown Club YouTube page, Facebook. Arkansas TV, everybody, I think, who's Arkansas TV, which is Arkansas, formerly PBS, the Touchdown Club website, the Touchdown Club YouTube page, they're all on there. All the previous speakers are on there, so it'll be on there. I thought Coach Silverfield did a great job.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was happy.
He talked about being tough. I think the whole point of that first story was, you know, we're going to be more mentally tough than we were last year. And I think they will. I think they will be. Now, again, does it mean you're going to win a lot more games? I don't know, but I think they are going to be better coached, mm-hmm. You know?
I agree.
661-1037.
I feel that way. I feel that way, you know? And again, we're not expecting a lot. I saw another thing online over the last night or this morning. I can't remember. Where people were running down, just podcast folks, yeah, running down the, you know, giving them 6 wins and this and that. It would be fantastic if that were to happen. But
and Roger just got this from Debbie Wyman, the executive director of the Touchdown Club. Looks like now almost up to 1,200 tickets sold for Clinton Jones. 1,200 in a day, really basically a day.
And Peyton had 13.
Had 1,300, so we're going to shatter that deal.
You're going to shatter it.
So, we'll visit with Michael Marion. Looking forward to doing that over at Simmons Bank Arena. Yeah, go to LRTouchdown.com. I think we're going to officially declare Emmett sold out here in a few minutes, so we'll let you know on that. Let's bring in our man Rick Schaefer there, Roger Dodge, because Rick...
Mister
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick. Are you there, Rick? Going once. But just, I love that Roger could start pushing. There he is. Start
okay,
there we go.
Where else would I go?
You know, Rick. Rick, yesterday, Roger. I think Rick, you had texted me about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I said, why don't you come on with us? Yeah. Here you're talking about cross-promoting, have Randy on your show. You said, do you want me to come on? I said, yeah, come on. I never heard another thing.
I said I'd be glad to do it. This was like 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Yeah. Roger, I sit down, and the next thing I know, I don't wake up till 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, Rick.
I slept through our whole show.
I did. Yeah. What happened to Randy yesterday? Where was Randy?
Randy had some personal things he had to take care of, and he'll be back today.
Well, he got tired.
We saw him at the Touchdown Club.
Yeah, maybe you wore him out.
It was great.
Rick, I get up at 3 o'clock, and when David texts me before 4 o'clock, I know that he's been up all night long. I go back and I troll his social so I see what he's been doing. And he texted me yesterday before 3 a.m. saying, hey, it's game day. We got to go. I knew homie was up for a while and he was going to be out. So I didn't hear from him either until late last night. I think he responded to one of my questions yesterday, this morning. So, yeah.
I would say that if he was up that early and he slept through our show, it's okay.
Yeah, man.
There are probably a lot of people that sleep through our show every day.
Well, it was a big day at the Touchdown Club yesterday. I thought that Ryan Silverfield did a great job. He made the point. It was his night time to Central Arkansas, and he understands how important Central Arkansas is. I thought the other thing he talked about, you know, wanting to make sure these players know the history of the program, his Friday night idea, where, I don't know if you heard that, Rick, where, I think it's a wonderful idea to invite former players to actually walk the field with the current players and just maybe give a story about something they remember. So I like that. I like the toughness part he preached, and that may be the difference. That's the only thing, you know, when you're, when you maybe don't have the most talented team, Rick, when you play hard and you're tough, you know, he made the point, you know, against Arkansas last year, what were we up to, 21 points? 20 points in the second half?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they fought, you know, didn't make any mistakes, fought back, and he said that's going to be one of the characteristics of this team, which, again, when you're not the most talented, that is something that certainly you can hang your hat on to have a chance to be better and maybe win games.
Don't turn the ball over. You can be tough. You can be physical. You can be mentally strong. Don't turn the ball over. And, you know, the thing I would have loved to have asked him sometime and didn't, I've only been to a couple of his press conferences because a lot of that's usually when we're on the air or I just don't get a chance to go. But the fact is, had Arkansas's turnover margin been reversed last year, he wouldn't be the coach.
Yeah, that's right.
The only reason Ryan Silverfield is a coach at Arkansas is because the Razorbacks turned the ball over so many dang times.
And he knows that. And he's been preaching it, you know, ad nauseum for every day for the last, yeah, he has.
Every day. And I think that's the biggest thing. So, yes, I think they'll be physically tough. And I know he's, man, they have practiced in some heat. Probably as hot here as it's been since the 1980 summer, which was absolutely brutal. But so they've practiced in that, and I think that's good, and that's going to make them tougher. Just hang on to the ball. You know, you think about it, you only get so many possessions. And if you don't turn the ball over, then those possessions, you at least have a chance to have success. Plus, you don't put your defense in a bad position. That's the other thing. People last year, oh, Arkansas's defense wasn't very good. Well, how many times were they put in bad positions because Arkansas turned the ball over? And so that's, I mean, we've been talking about that all summer. That's the biggest thing. Just don't turn the ball over. They may not be as talented. Trey Biddy likes the offensive line. If the offensive line is really good, and let's hope it is, you can protect a young quarterback who may not be quite ready to be a superstar yet, but he doesn't have to be if your line will protect him and if you can get the ball to the right people. So I like Ryan Silverfield. I think he's really good for he is saying the right things. I think he's not only saying them, he's doing them. It's one thing to say them. It's something else to do them. And he's doing them. And I guess we're going to find out pretty soon how successful he's been with. And the other thing is, most of these guys, what, 80% of the players, they weren't here last year anyway.
Right, right.
So they don't remember any of that stuff. And some of them played on some pretty good teams. We were talking yesterday about some of the guys that have transferred in from one of the offensive linemen that's probably going to start, played at Virginia last year. And he was at Alabama before that. You got transfer from USC. USC won 9 games last year. You got 2 transfers from teams that were in the playoff. So those guys know what it's like to win, and let's hope that transfers to Arkansas.
Talk about Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Also yesterday, in addition, I thought Coach Silverfield did a really good job with everybody there, and it was a full house, and he saw the people. One of the things Rick, he did, he wanted to know who all was coming. He asked if it would call, say, hey, could you ask Basil to let me know who all is going to be there, because he knows it's important for him to continue to connect to people around the state.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. We've never had a coach do that, and I thought that's a great attention to detail. We did announce also yesterday, Rick, that the last group, and you've been in part of that discussion, the last meeting that had not been announced, we announced it yesterday, and it's was the 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, on stage with Jerry Jones on October 12th. And you know, it's interesting. I was telling people, a lot of people don't get the whole Clinton angle. And so, but I reminded, yesterday I made a post. Rick, I remember when I was playing for the Hogs, I used to look back, especially at War Memorial, Roger, where you could easy to see. I would look behind us, and there would be President Clinton. Well, at the time, Governor Clinton at all the games. So he was a regular attendee of the games. He loved sports. He, you know, obviously saw what he did with Nolan. And you think of the teams he's hosted at the White House. I think he hosted 6 Super Bowl champions, teams and coaches. 3 of those are Cowboys. I think he had 6 or 8 national champion football teams. And the guy loves and understands football. And so anyway, so I was going to give
you
a chance maybe to go back thinking about, you know, your experience when you were at SID, when Clint was governor. Do you recall any stories at all from when you were there when he was governor?
I remember, a time when I think it was Wilson Matthews was speaking to a group in Little Rock. And I was just kind of sitting at the back, and there was Clinton. He was the governor of Arkansas. He had blue jeans on, and he had his feet, legs up on the table. You know, he had propped up on the table, leaning back in a chair. And I'm thinking, isn't that something? This guy's the governor of Arkansas, and he's doing this. He was the attorney general in Arkansas when Lou Holtz suspended three players before the Orange Bowl game. And those three players tried to make a legal case out of it. And he's the one that stood up for Coach Holtz and said no.
Bill Clinton did.
Yes, he was the attorney. He was the attorney general of Arkansas at that time.
There's a story out there. By the way, real quick, there's a story out there. Somebody told me yesterday that apparently Clinton got on the phone and talked with Lou was really in a really distressed about dealing with it, and I don't know if the term was quit, but just said anyway. But Clinton, like you said, was very important at that time. Of dealing with Coach Holtz to feel good about the shit. Because you know who the lawyer was for the players?
For the player. Hold on.
You remember his name? I think
Was it Walker?
John Walker.
Oh, cool.
Who's the famous civil rights attorney here in Arkansas, and that was a big deal at the time. That was a
Well, there was the untold story of the Orange Bowl is that because all three players that were suspended were black, there was the thought that black players at Arkansas wouldn't play in that game.
Yeah, I remember
that. And I can remember being down in the Broyles Center and Harold Horton coming and saying, this guy's going to play. And, well, they all ended up playing, except for the three that were suspended. But, that's any time any athletic department faces anything that's racial, everybody panics because that's – you never want that. You want the unity.
Especially at that time. That was 77. Not far
Arkansas
removed.
Had only been integrated that's, 8 years.
That's right. Not far removed for the first time, first year of that.
So anyway, all that went on. And yes, now the other thing I remember with Clinton was he and Eddie Sutton were tight.
Yeah.
And he would go with Sutton on some recruiting visits.
Is that right?
Arkansas. Yes.
Wow. Didn't know that. I've never heard that one before.
The Arkansas State fans, they were hot. And so he had to quit doing that. And I'll give you one more Bill Clinton story. Yeah. Arkansas is getting ready to play UNLV in the big basketball game at Barnhill Arena. UNLV was number one. Arkansas was number two. Jim Nance was doing the game for CBS. Jim Nance, the night before, and I don't grasp this, but this is the truth. He said the night before there were people banging on his hotel door, keeping him up all night, harassing him. I'm thinking, really? Jim Nance, who's one of the most polite human beings you'll ever know, nice guy. So why these people were doing it, I don't know. So he gets to the game the next day, and he's out there, and they're getting ready to do the you do the pregame stuff, and that's taped before you actually come on the air. And he says, here comes this guy walking straight to me. And he's wearing blue jeans, and he's thinking, oh, my gosh, who is this guy? And he walked up to him and said, hi, I'm Governor Bill Clinton. I just want to welcome you to the state of Arkansas. So Jim Nance didn't know who he was. He didn't know if he was about to be accosted again. And instead, here's the governor that said, we're really glad to have you. Welcome to the state of Arkansas. So those are my best Bill Clinton stories.
Yeah, I think we got Justin Moore, Raj. See if Justin's on the line. JM, are you there?
Yeah, good morning. How are y'all?
Good, doing great. Yeah, and it's funny. I think I think different presidents in the White House are different. Most all have been sports fans. I'm trying to think. I can think of a president who hadn't.
George W. Bush.
Yeah, he owned the Rangers. Yeah.
His father was a big baseball fan, and one of his last public appearances was at an Astros game. George H. W. Bush. Donald Trump is a huge athletic fan.
Sure.
He's the first sitting president to ever go to a Super Bowl?
How about that?
That is really hard to believe.
Here's something crazy. So we've got Doug Flutie coming. And and so in reading some prep for that, Doug Flutie received the highest rookie contract in the history of any sport. And it was given to him by Donald Trump with the, the Generals, the USFL Generals.
He owned a USFL team.
Yeah, the highest contract in the history of all sports. It was a rookie deal back then. So anyway,
forgotten that.
And then you think of
I guess every president, just thinking in my head while you guys are talking, the only thing, nothing reeks of sports with Biden. Nothing comes to mind. You got Trump, you've got Bush, you've got Clinton. I don't know about
Biden's
Daddy.
An Eagles fan, I know.
Pardon?
Reagan
Biden's
was.
An Eagles fan.
Well, whatever. But yeah. I don't remember. Nothing just jumps out that he was at any event during any of that time. I don't know about Daddy
was.
Bush either. I don't know about Daddy Bush didn't jump out.
He wasn't anywhere.
Daddy Bush loved baseball.
Okay.
But think about this, guys. I think it's 13 U.S. presidents have thrown out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game. And do you know why they have a seventh inning stretch in baseball?
You're kidding me. It has to do with the president?
Yes. In the seventh inning stretch, William Howard Taft was president. And in 1913, he was at a Washington Senators game. You know, the Washington had the Senators for years. Mm-hmm. He was at a Washington Senators game. He was kind of a heavy guy. And so in the middle of the seventh inning, he stood up. So all the people around him thought he was leaving. So they all stood up, too. And that has been the start of the seventh inning stretch.
I never knew that. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. You know, again, you think about Clinton, too. When Clinton was in the White House, funny about these two guys speaking, he welcomed Jerry three times to the White House because they won three Super Bowls. And Emmett, matter of fact, they gave an Emmett Smith jersey to him. I got a picture of that. And so I just think it's sort of fast. We forget sometimes.
I'll give you another one.
What's that?
You know what he was at? You know what game he was at? 1995, Cal Ripken's 2,131st game to break Lou Gehrig's record. He was at the mic.
Yeah.
He was on the telecast.
Yeah.
They were interviewing him on the telecast when Ripken hit a home run. So he was there.
Yeah. It just, again, sports in this country are so important. And you go
Very
back
important.
To who was the president? It was Roosevelt back in the early 1900s when players were dying on the college
Teddy
football
Roosevelt.
Field.
Teddy.
And he called everybody in, you know, just like sort of Trump did with this, the NIL and all the stuff. I just think it's going to be a fascinating deal. Now, listen, one of my questions now is going to be, you know, President Clinton, tell me about, you know, Lou Holtz in that situation in the Orange Bowl that you were involved behind the scenes.
I think that's a great question. And you'll get a much better answer than you just got a little glimpse from me.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot more details from him, I think.
The other thing, Justin, we were talking, and Rick can get involved, we were just talking about if you did a Mount Rushmore of Arkansans, and we briefly did this the other day, who would the four be? And we were saying, you got to put Clinton on there because he's obviously the only president we've had from this day.
I guess this would be preference.
Frank Broyles would definitely be.
You got to put the president of the United States from.
You could make an argument that Frank Broyles was the most influential.
Well,
man
I know.
Ever lived in Arkansas.
So Sam Walton.
Yeah, we're going bigger than just the state.
Yeah,
so,
with
all due respect to Frank. So right now we're looking at Sam Walton, Bill Clinton, Jerry Jones, because of the worldwide stuff, and we threw in Johnny Cash.
And somebody mentioned Johnny Cash. If you think of international impact, you've become so big, even though you're right, Roger, not just in Arkansas, but when you become on the biggest level of what you've done.
You cannot leave Frank Broyles off the list. He also did ABC football for 9 years.
Yeah, we talked to him. I mean, we're not saying he's not. We're just saying he's not.
He's not on this one of ours. It's just mine.
You guys are wrong.
Well, so I don't know. That's that. No, it can't be wrong. It's my opinion.
If you do not have Frank Broyles on your list of four people that have been the most influential in the history of Arkansas.
Didn't say that.
You can make the argument.
We're going bigger. Yes.
Well, but it is coming from Arkansas, so it would be, you know, obviously it would, if you looked at, because you only got so many, you only have so many options. You got four, so you only can go so many places. So Sam,
I love Frank Broyles.
Sam Walton's got to be on there.
I told you, if his daughter and granddaughter were here, I'd go.
But Sam Walton wasn't born in Arkansas.
No, it's not about that. But he was
Coach Broyles.
But the impact they had in the state. That's right.
Neither was Jerry Jones.
If you go to Maine and you show a picture of Johnny Cash and you show a picture of Frank Broyles, they can probably tell you who Johnny Cash is. They may not be able to tell you who Frank Broyles was.
Well, during his heyday, they could have told you who Frank Broyles was because he was who you watched every Saturday.
But who else would you put on there? Who else is deserving, if you think of somebody?
I mean, if you want to put five, I'm okay with that. But who else would you? I don't know. I think you've probably named the most influential. I don't know if there's any other.
Well, again, I don't know if the word is influential or because the most notable. Roger, is that
notable? I think
at his peak of power, Senator Fulbright would have been up there at his peak of power.
Sure.
Because he was a
And McClellan.
Senator.
You throw McClellan in there, you go peak of power.
It almost sounds like you are saying most famous, too.
In a
sense.
Well, in a sense, you're right. If you achieved Justin, that's what
you got to know him if you're in Maine. Famous for that.
I think that comes hand in hand with it. If you've achieved so much success that you're known worldwide, that was.
What about the Rockefellers? Aren't they Arkansas?
No.
Well, he came. He moved here from New York and did great things here for a while. But he's not really considered Arkansas. If you're making it be an Arkansas Mount Rushmore, but it's still those are still very we talk about Jerry Jones too. Jerry. We said this. Jerry, other than Al Davis, is the most influential owner in the history of American sports in terms of especially NFL. He broke down the old model.
You can look at what Branch Rickey did. If you want to go back influential and what he did. If you go back that far.
Dr. Buss with the Lakers.
Jerry Buss.
Branch Rickey wasn't an owner.
Okay.
He was a general manager. Right.
Well, the other is, though, if you look at the biggest sport in the world, in America, is football. So Jerry.
Today it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And one of the reasons it is because of Jerry Jones. The TV deals that he's done. He broke down the old structure of not letting teams do their individual sponsorship. So he's been one of the most influential owners in the history of sports. Of course, now he's got the most valuable sports franchise in the history of sports. In the history of sports, $15 billion. There's not anything close. So I'm not sure. I said Al Davis because Al Davis was a maverick. He went against the traditions, the norms. And then Jerry's personality. Jerry's the only guy who's got radio show. He's got his own TV show, whether you like it or not,
Here's what I wish you could ask Jerry, but you're not going to. It doesn't have time. Is what would you tell the baseball owners to tell them to keep baseball on the field and not be idiots about having a lockout? I wish maybe privately you could ask him that. I'd be really curious what his answer is because he is a guy that has had revolutionary ideas and somehow gets the other owners to agree with them. And I look at baseball right now, my favorite sport. I just got back from Baltimore, and I'm going to go one more time before the year's over because it's addictive to me. And these guys are talking about they want salary cap, and if they don't get it, they're going to lock them out. And I'm thinking, really? That is so stupid. Attendance is up. Viewership is up. Salaries are up. Everything is up, and they're talking about shutting it down. I wish Jerry Jones could talk to those guys and tell them how absolutely asinine that is.
Yeah, he's a very dynamic guy. Again, that's why we just talk about Mount Rushmore's Justin. When you can go in there and take a
break. But ask him who he talked to before every major decision he ever made. He talked to Frank Broyles.
I know, there's no question. Frank was, we made the comment. We thought Frank was, Frank influenced our state. Frank made our state nationally known, especially after coming out the 57 situation at Central. Yeah. Frank turned the attention and said, we can be respected and we're not all bad like we were during the times at Central High. And it gave us the pride in what we did. And that's part of what's going to be discussed.
Yes. When beat Texas four times in the 60s when Texas and Alabama were the winningest programs in football. And Arkansas was the third winningest during
that
decade.
Nobody's discounting that. There's a Broyles Award. So obviously there is something to that. But
Is there a Johnny Cash Award?
There's a statue in Washington.
Yeah, there's a statue in the D.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
but is there a Johnny Cash Award? No.
Well, Rick, you and I will agree to disagree on this one.
I don't have a problem with Johnny Cash. Yeah, if you're trying to sort of be broad.
I'm okay with that. Like Ring of Fire is one of my favorite songs. And in fact, I heard it played on the radio the other day. And Justin, maybe you can confirm this. The guy introduced it as saying this was voted the number one country song of all time.
Ring of Fire
by Johnny Cash. Now, that's how it was introduced on radio. So, Justin, you may have to research that, but because there's a lot of great country songs. That's one of the first records I ever bought.
It's
a good one, but I would not put it in the... I wouldn't put it in that echelon.
Roger, Mount Rushmore, country music's greatest songs.
Yep.
Go, Justin.
Well, you may not, but I'm talking about whoever voted on this thing. So you didn't vote and I didn't vote. I don't know who voted.
I don't know. But interesting, though.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you. Appreciate Edwards Food Giant.
Thank you, Ricky.
Yeah, always love this spirited debate.
Roger, I hope you go to sleep tonight and have dreams of Frank
Broyles. I love Frank Broyles. I told you, I'm a suckwad when it comes to if his daughter and wife were and granddaughter were here, I'd probably go that. But on the world, on the Jerry Jones became worldwide when he bought
Jerry
the Cowboys. Then
okay.
he took it
He's
to another level. No, and
there?
I love Frank can't be on this one. He's on one. He's on one.
I'm not.
Rick,
I think he could be. He would probably be on mine. He would probably be on my personal.
He may be.
On mine.
But when it comes to the worldwide influence and all that, that's the one that this one was on. And some may double on that one. And Frank is going to be on one. Listen, I've got the Mount Rushmore where I put Rick on one of them.
Rick is on there.
You do have a warped sense of
value. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to Razorback influencers and radio icons, you're on that Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Rick, don't you take my blessing away.
All right, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
Y'all have a super day.
Thanks, Rick. You too. Bye. Thanks, Bob. Bye.
Thanks to Edwards Food Giant, the meat people all across the state of Arkansas. You know, Justin has been part of this. I'm telling you, Rick can get under your skin. I look at Roger. Justin, Roger has to lean back away.
Can't do it. Only time I back away is when somebody says your opinion's wrong. It's my opinion. It's all it is.
It sounded like Rick really got your goat this morning.
No. Hey. I just showed maturity and shutting up.
Remember,
and respecting
what
him.
What did Justin say? No, Rick, I'm in my 40s. I'm not talking. I'm not going to work on my launch angle. We'll have to play that when we get back.
With four kids.
All right.
Working on launch.
All right. Don't go away. 7:32.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas head coach Ron Silverfield kicked off the Woodrock Touchdown Club yesterday. Among the things he talked about was the doubters of the team.
The reality is we don't care what anybody says. The only opinions that matter are the ones in the team room. Now, we love our fans, and we're going to do everything in our power day in and day out to represent you guys the right way. But we put our blinders on. Every single day we go to take the field, I'm not there sitting there worried about the toughest schedule. We're worried about one day at a time improvement, being the best versions of ourselves. And if we do that, and all 200 people in our program, it'll be a special, special year.
The Razorbacks will return to practice this morning. A few players will speak to the media following it. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action today against the Wichita Wind Surge. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll become partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and also get hot. 94 or high here in Little Rock. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 75. But just before sunup tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a shower and then possibly some strong and severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Plus, it'll be hot with a high of 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tuesday, it's an acre-free zone. Phil Elson will talk to Andy Burcham from Auburn Radio. We'll also check in with local author Eli Craner, and we'll see what's happening this weekend in entertainment with Susan Irwin-Prowse from Willie D's with the keys to the weekend. It's also a Top 10 Tuesday from 10 Fitness, plus all the normal stuff. Red White Report from UAMS Health Ortho Now. We'll also check in on the entertainment world with Bell and Sword, and we'll give away some tickets with birthday trivia thanks to Brewskis. All coming up Tuesday in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Oakland and Hot Springs. If you're looking for a great getaway right here in Arkansas, Oakland and Hot Springs is the place to be. I've spent plenty of time there, and they continue to raise the bar with everything they offer. Right now, Oakland's got their Boats and Bucks 3 giveaway going on through August 29th. You can earn entries for a chance to win a brand new 2026 Icon VLS 20 fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. And here's the deal. You can rack up 25 times the entries on Mondays and 5 times the entries on Tuesdays in their 24/7 smoke-free casino. The grand prize drawing is Saturday night, August 29th, and you must be present to win. While you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slot machines, live table games, outstanding restaurants like the Bugler and Oak Room and Bar, and even a little relaxation at the Forbes 4-star Astral Spa. Get all the details, book your stay, and learn more at Oaklawn.com. It's Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oaklawn Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes-recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. And make dinner a destination at two Forbes-recommended restaurants, the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. Add a 24/7 smoke-free casino, live entertainment, and all the thrills that make Oaklawn Hot Springs a premier resort destination. Join the fun. Plan your stay at Oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 7:37. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Justin Moore at it. Moore Mountain and Poen. Christian Weaver producing. Tomorrow, we're going to have John Daly tomorrow in Darnell. We're going to be at the, I got to figure out exactly the location tomorrow, but we're celebrating the 80th year of the Chicken Fried, Justin, up at Mount Nebo. 80 years they've been doing it. So I've given one instruction. We got to have some chicken there tomorrow morning.
Did y'all go up there last year? I thought.
Yeah,
I
we did, Roger, as part of the parks. Remember that, right, Roger? Is that right?
Yes, correct. Correctamundo.
Yeah, we did. And I tell you, one of the great things about that, Justin, is that there's a view up there in the morning. I don't know if I sent you the picture. Remember,
yes,
Roger? You look
yes,
at you. Basically, yes. You're standing on the clouds like Jack and the Beanstalk. It is the most bizarre thing, but it's beautiful. It's amazing, and
It's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so we're not going to be up there.
Yeah, we're not.
And with the rain and everything that we've had, it would definitely be that cloudy, foggy morning up there.
Yeah, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's take a couple calls here real quick.
All right, then.
By the way, I just got news from Debbie Wyman. Emmitt Smith sold out. It is officially sold out. So if you don't have your tickets, I'm sorry. There might be a few stragglers that will be available. Sort of knew that was going to happen. Yesterday was a sellout with Coach Silverfield. So that's a great way to start the Touchdown Club program.
And
1,200 already sold. Justin, I think I was texting you and Kate last night. Set a Touchdown Club record for this. Jerry Jones Clinton deal, 1,200. Now it's up to 1,200 tickets in basically less than a day. So yeah.
Now I know you for your sizzle reel, you've had all the other people get on there and talk about. Yeah, I love going to the Touchdown Club. Yada yada yada. Words. Now, what are you gonna do? How are you? What are you prepared to do to make sure that you get something that they talk about it being an influential Touchdown Club or an event that goes on in Arkansas for the president to say that or
strippers?
For Jerry to say that.
Judge. I don't know, Raj. That's a good question.
Well, you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. Because you have to. Have to get them to say it. And I think with what you said with Kelly
Finglass,
that when she did not give one hiccup, one bump of any kind when she mentioned to the powers that be that were to influence Jerry about being here. She was fantastic, and she said everything was a great.
Yeah, one of the things Roger's talking about, Justin, is that in dealing with the and I wasn't doing it. It was Jordan Johnson and the Clinton folks and Stephanie Street and all those. They were trying to help. Like, we wanted to make the announcement yesterday. And I was like, we can't wait any longer. We need to do it. And they, I think that the Cowboys wanted to do it a few days later in the week. But the head of PR said, okay, he said, we'll acquiesce because Kelly Finglass, who was the director of the Cowboy Cheerleaders and got that big show on Netflix, said she had such a great experience in Little Rock last year. Yeah. That makes me feel comfortable in doing 100%. It. So that's
she said one thing.
That's
it would
cool.
Have been different.
Yeah, that's nice.
You that's always, cool. Yeah. But that's odd. I mean, I'm assuming you know Jerry well.
It's funny. I do, but I never get to spend time around him. I don't, and we've never had him at the Touchdown Club, Justin. That's
you know
what's
Clinton
amazing.
More?
Of course, I know Clinton. You know, Clinton was governor when I was playing ball.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's crazy, Justin. I was telling Roger. I used to turn around. I remember as a player, and we'd always look at, hey, there's the governor. Of course, we didn't know he was going to become a president.
Well, he loved
football. I mean, he was a big football guy.
We were at the Triple Crown.
Yeah, that's right. We saw that was Justin, one of the all-time great stories.
All-time great.
We sneak on the top floor where all these big money folks are. We shouldn't be up there. It's me, you, and Al Watkins, Raj. And so I turn around, and there's Clinton. And so the place starts going crazy. This was back, 7 years ago for Smarty Jones. It was American Pharoah.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Clint looks over there and he goes, David.
And, he said Baz.
Or Baz, whatever it was. And so he comes walking over.
Because we're getting ready to be thrown out because people know we don't look there. I've got my shoes off picking at my toenails, and we're supposed to be knocked out of there.
I was telling Roger, act like you're supposed to be here.
Exactly. So put your shoes back on. So I did that, and then the president comes by and notices him. At that point, they corner off the area, and everybody that was getting ready to throw us out looks at us and go,
they're getting ready to get thrown out. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, the Secret Service does a little perimeter around us. And so we spend 15 minutes talking with the president. Of course, you know, Roger being a Hot Springs guy, he used to talk. He talked about his mother. They were poor. He would, I think, sneak in. He'd get out of school early, sneak into the into the Oakland underneath the fence.
His mom would be there.
And would bet on the horses and all that. But anyway, that was sort of a fascinating deal. But yeah, he loves sports, just like we mentioned most presidents do. You know that they enjoy sports, and especially Arkansas sports. So let's see, Brent, what you got for us in Searcy?
David, long time no talk.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Long time not to talk. David, first off, I wanted to tell you what a fantastic job you do with the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Buddy,
I was there yesterday.
Oh, great.
But it was so busy, I wasn't able to get there. I wasn't able to get up and say hello to you. And, hey, David, I got one thing I want to tell you. You probably know this, but my dad on the 1964 National Championship team, he was a starting tackle on one opposite Glenn Ray Hines, and Jerry Jones was the starting guard
on my dad's side. How about that? We forget that Jerry was the starting guard at whatever, 198 or 185 or whatever, on the national championship. How big was your dad, Brent? How much did he weigh?
He was a rotund 212 pounds.
Yeah, the players were smaller. And, of course, you know, Roger, you know this, Justin, the Razorbacks were always undersized, but the team they beat Nebraska in the national championship was much bigger. If you look at the film, it's like, wow, you know, how in the heck are these guys? But they're so well coached, and they played hard. And we're talking about all the stuff with Silverfield, the things he's teaching. That's exactly what Broyles taught as well.
The biggest lineman the Hogs had was my dad's roommate, Glenn Ray Hines, and he was 250.
He was a monster. He was a monster.
Look at these guys.
He was a mammoth. He was a monster of a man. Hey, David, can you tell me what year was it that my dad came to the Touchdown Club and spoke? It was after they played in Southern California. Do you know what year that was? I cannot remember.
It was one of the first 3 years. It was back then. We were, you know, the club was a small one, Brent, and I do remember him coming. It was either 2000, I think, 5 or 6. It was one of those two or three years. Yeah. He's on our list of all the speakers that have come, and we were honored to have him, buddy, for sure.
David, is there something you can do that have a picture or something of all the speakers that you've ever had, and I'd be willing to buy it if you ever put something like that together.
All right, hey Brent, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've actually sort of done that, you know, Roger, where I've done a collage of every year's speakers. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you got 22 years. It's a lot. You can't do them all. It's just so overwhelming because you do 10 to 14 a year. It's a cool thing. I like the idea, Brent, for sure. Well, I'll continue to work on that. Bo, what you got, Bo?
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, sir. As a disabled veteran who has been to the White House invited by the president, I'd like to say thank you for all your stuff you do for veterans. But I wanted to say Rick Schaefer almost sounded like Stan in his voice for Frank Borough Royal, just like Stan does for Nolan Richardson.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Roger, I didn't want to take
Justin,
anything away
Roger
from
backed
it.
Away from the mic, put his hands on his head.
There's no winning. I wasn't going to argue with it.
Do we have the clip of Justin and Rick? Can you find that? Christian?
Well, we play the one of Roger and Rick. Well, that's the one that just
I know, but I'm just saying this is not our first, this is not the first time that Rick has sort of, you know, got into it with our host.
He didn't get into it. It's just, listen, we agreed about Frank Broyles.
Yeah. You just don't have him on your Mount Rushmore, that's all.
I do, just not on that Mount Rushmore of the international.
I know exactly what you were saying. He just wasn't even trying to hear it.
Hey, Bo, thanks for your service,
you were
buddy.
You trying to explain it to him. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
buddy.
Thanks, Bo.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you guys for the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner every morning. I love listening to it, guys.
Hey, strength and honor.
Thanks, buddy. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Thank you for your service.
Somebody
brother,
says, I love it when Baz gets emotional. Is that on the show or like yesterday? I got emotional yesterday, Justin. I did you hear me, Roger, when I got emotional?
On the show?
No, I got emotional at the podium.
Yeah.
I watched. I didn't catch it.
Well, it was when, and thank you for watching. I know there was a lot of acknowledgments yesterday, and I'm sorry folks have to, it's the first meeting's always, we got special guests there, we're kicking off the new year, we're talking about this and that, and so next week should be a little bit shorter. It was the gentleman I was talking about who had passed, when we have members of the Touchdown Club that passed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, please. Yeah, I just got a little emotional because I said, you know, it means something when somebody wants to put it or the family puts it in the obit.
Oh, yes, your eulogy.
Yeah, and the eulogy and the obit to where when that's being said, it shows that it means a lot. It was Butch Turner was the mayor. Of course, I mentioned Billy Ray Smith.
That's right.
His stepmom was there. Anyway, I just got a little choked up, and I don't know if that was the emotion they were talking about or what.
See, okay, so he passed this past year?
He passed this past year. He would always get there, Roger. He'd be the first, one of the first guys in line. Just like you saw yesterday, Justin, no joke. We were there doing the show yesterday, and there's a group of guys that got there at 9 o'clock. The doors don't open until like 10:45 or almost 11. So they're 2 hours early. They love hanging out, just visiting. They got the Razorback gear on. And he was one of those guys.
Well, old guys get up early anyway. Because we're going to bed at 4.
You know, that's
so
true.
That
is true.
But has anybody ever worked with you with lunch?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm 40.
Has anybody ever worked with you with lawn chain?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm 40. Now I ain't worked on it.
You just call it. This is the best thing you just said. You said we're not going to do it. That way, in your mind, you can always hit a home run.
I think he said something after that. I think he said something about the spotter monkey after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
was my attempt at diffusing the situation with humor and... I don't even know if that worked.
Somebody said they like Rick. They like morning Rick better than afternoon Rick. Is that true?
I don't think he's a morning person.
I do.
I think he's a bit like me.
I like him better. I like him better. I think Rainwater is a bad influence on him.
I think he's got a bit more of a backbone in the morning.
I agree. I like him.
Hey, you know, he's a bit more brazen in the morning. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone says, how about Christian with the, if you go to Maine, well, the new Frank Broyles or Johnny Cash. Made Rick back up a little.
But in his heyday, no, Rick came back in his heyday.
Well, in his heyday, Johnny Cash was still more popular.
You know what? Yeah. I think worldwide.
Josh,
I think so.
Remember Josh Neighbors, who would get mad too at Rick. Yeah. He would try to argue with Rick, and he just, yeah. There's, you just
don't argue with Rick. No, there's no point in doing it.
Listen, I don't want to end up. I don't want to end up where Josh is.
Matter of fact, somebody just said on the message. I didn't see that Josh is sitting wherever he is, grinning. He didn't like Rick at all. Somebody said I saw Roger rubbing elbows with David and Landon yesterday. Yeah, you were sitting at the Summerwood Sports.
I sit with the Summerwood Sports guys, absolutely, I have a great conversation with, and we sat by Oakland yesterday. So we sat by Wayne and all that. Chris Ho, looking dapper, just does not pay attention to me at all. I want more attention from him. Saw Zach and looking at Young Money. I was talking with him about, what are we going to do about your picks? FanDuel is taking over those things for everything. So I was kind of hoping. He said he's working on something. But you'll have to prove your worth, because that first year you were 67%, and then last year you fell off. So you've got to prove. That's not their words. That's mine.
Well, it's okay. Someone said here from the 870. Rick is an arrogant SOB. You know what? Here's the deal with Rick. Rick is Rick. Rick will never. I've known Rick since 1981. Mm-hmm. Rick has not changed one bit. Yeah,
nothing.
And Rick is always going to be who he is. And so you just got to understand that, and just got to know when you're engaging with him, and that you're going to get Rick's very.
Listen,
I love when you go. It's not wrong, because he said you're wrong. Yeah. And you go, no, this is my opinion.
That's my opinion. I mean, 2 and 2 is
so
7.
It can't be wrong. It's my opinion.
That's right. Two and two equals 7. That's wrong.
I would argue opinions can be wrong.
Well, how can you say it's
wrong? You think Wesley Snipes is a better actor than Denzel Washington? I think you're wrong.
If it's an opinion, can you be wrong?
If you identify the definition of opinion,
it's just one person's evaluation.
If your opinion is slavery was right, you're wrong.
Yes.
But to my opinion that Wesley is a better actor than Denzel.
Subjective is subjective, right?
Yeah, that's
subjective
different.
To
that's
the eye of the beholder,
there's
right?
some things that we just, like, listen, it's Sean Connery. Do you have the Sean Connery clip?
I have some, yes.
Do you have the one that I asked you about with Barbara Walters?
Yes.
Okay, at no point.
I think maybe a better way of putting it. Go ahead, Roger.
I was just saying, at no point in history can we agree that slavery was right. You cannot do that. And at no point in history is what Sean Connery said to Barbara Walters acceptable.
Oh,
do you have
it?
Oh,
my gosh.
Yes, I can play it.
Play it.
Not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand. Mm. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
No!
You haven't?
No.
Not at all.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it.
No!
So what merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this.
Let's hold off on it. We'll play the rest of it.
Wow.
When is it okay to do that? Well, if they keep popping off.
Good Lord.
Well, if you've tried everything else. Sean.
That could be played today, and that would have been.
It's never acceptable. Can't do that.
Oh,
you can't do
that.
Now, let me put it to you this way, Christian. You and I both agree that in no way is Wesley Snipes a better actor than Denzel. But if someone likes him more.
Do we miss 45?
We got to go.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael
Rainwater
and Bob Sexton.
It's Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Food High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, we went long on that last segment. We usually don't do that, but we got the Rick got us all stirred up.
Sorry.
Rick Schaefer got us all stirred up.
We haven't even been able to enjoy Justin as much because of that.
By the way, that green cup that was in front of me at the Touchdown Club was not mine. I've got more comments like, wow, what are you doing that green-looking lime, what do you call it? This kind of thing. What do you call it? A tumbler. I said, it wasn't mine. It was Debbie. By the way, Emmitt Smith is officially sold out, so that is done. So,
there you go, Emmitt.
After that, you got Gus Malzahn, Tony, Lynn Swan, and
there are more people upset that you got Gus Malzahn than Bill Clinton.
Oh, I know. You're probably right.
He sucks.
Yeah, but that's true. No, there's some folks that are not fans of Gus, but it'll still be an interesting meeting. The 1,200 tickets have been sold already in one day for Clinton Jones. So continue to go to LRTouchdown.com. Obviously, we're going to blow away the record by Peyton Manning that he had held. And so that's great. One day, we got 6 weeks to sell. So hopefully we get a ton more.
But I guess here's it. You're going to have to put an asterisk, or if I may borrow from Randy Rainwater, an asterisk that with Bill Clinton and Jerry Jones, Peyton Manning will hold the single person record.
That's right. That's okay. Right. That's good. That's
so
a good
because
point.
Of that, the yeah. caveat has to be.
Yeah, but I want Jerry to be able to tell Jerry or Clinton to be able to tell Peyton, "Hey, we beat your record, Peyton. We shattered it."
And then Peyton goes, "Yeah, you needed a president."
That's good. All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but look, if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, your mood, and much more. Look, low T drains your energy and motivation, which means you don't have the energy to do the things that you love. Heck, in some cases, guys don't even recognize themselves.